Serena. And for the Glacier Bears, they're going to be going against Monica Hayward, Guthrie, Nelson, McGilton, and Smith with the startings for them last night. So they'll be introducing those ballplayers. I want to remind folks there in Haines that the Metlakatla boys will be playing tonight at 6:30. They're in Haines at the Carl Ward Gymnasium, so you'll definitely want to take that one in, as the Haines boys lost right in the last few seconds by 1 point. And unfortunately for the Glacier Bears, you know, they made a big push in that game for the boys' game and was ahead a couple of different times. So anyway, now we'll have the introduction of the players here. And, well, I have a little trouble with the microphone here, so I'll just kind of keep going on it. Leading scorer for the Chiefs last night was Monica Hayward. She had 14 points in the ball game, followed by Smith and Molina at 8 points each. For the Glacier Bears, leading scorer is Libby Jacobson. She had 10 points in the ball game. Now, we're playing a little earlier this morning, of course, because we got to catch the ferry out of here so we can get our ferry ride back on Sunday morning, get back into Haines Monday afternoon. Now for the Haines Glacier Bears, coached by Brian Elliott, assisted by Christina Hansman. Wearing number 40, Kaylee Swinton. She had 4 points last night, 5'10" sophomore. And wearing number 32, she had 6 points in the ball game. She's a 5'4" junior, Cecilia Bauer. And captain for this morning game is Grace Jones. She had 2 points in the ball game. She's a 5'5" senior. And wearing Serena Badgley is a 5'5" senior. She did not score in the ball game last night. And senior captain Libby Jacobson, 10 points, leading scorer for the Glacier Bears last night. She's a 5'2" senior. Between Libby and Cecilia, they handle the ball most of the time for the Glacier Bears. And Matt LaCalle really never did put a lot of pressure on last night. Glacier Bears, they pressed almost the whole game, created a lot of turnovers, just wasn't able to capitalize on those, as they did force quite a number of turnovers, especially early on. And they went to a man-to-man pressure, and that really was even more effective. Okay, now for the introduction of mischiefs. And I mentioned Monica Hayward was a leading scorer. And wearing number 25, she's a 5'3" freshman. She had 8 points in the ball game last night. She handles the ball for the Chiefs, the best lady this year. And Teresa McGilton had 1 point in the ball game. She's a 5'6" junior.
5'4" junior.
And wearing number 10, Taylor Nelson, she had 2 points in the ball game last night. She's a 5'4" junior. And then they have a couple of seniors starting them. 5'6" senior. And that's Holly Guthrie. She had 6 points in the ball game. She's wearing number 33. They have the number wrong there, but it's right in the book, I know. And the captain for the mischiefs, Monica Hayward. She had 14 points in the ball game last night. She's a 5'8" senior, and she's a good shooter along the baseline and from both free throws, elbows extended right there. She got a number of nice baskets out of that last night. The mischiefs are missing a couple of ball players as they are at the Acadeca tournament going on in Craig this weekend. I talked to their coach a little bit, and he said that, you know, their game plan doesn't change much with those two. They just put a little more pressure on. All right, we're going to have the national anthem by the Metlakatla. Nice job. I appreciate you joining me this morning for this basketball game here. And as I mentioned, the boys' game there tonight in Haines at the Carl Ward Gymnasium. So you want to make sure that, you know, you get over there for that game, as I'm sure it'll be another barn burner again. I want to also remind the folks here that the Craig girls will be in town next weekend for a series on Friday and Saturday night, so you'll want to come in to watch the gals play for the first time at home and see how they do against the Craig girls. All right, for the Metlakatla mischiefs here, as I mentioned, they'll be starting with their starters they had last night, Hayward, Guthrie, Nelson, McGilton, and Smith. For the Glacier Bears, it's Jacobson, Jones, Bauer, Swinton, and Badgley. Talking to coach, he's hoping to get Swinton involved a little bit more on the baseline, and she had some nice jumpers there last night. Libby, of course, had the 10 points out of the top, and now there's going to be a whistle. Libby's going to be called for the travel on it as she came down with the ball, took an extra step or two off the jump. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. Man-to-man pressure. This is the one that worked a little better for them last night. We'll see if they can force a few turnovers here. Smith usually handles the ball for him, and she's got it. She'll get it up across the half-court line. She's pushing all the way up. Nobody picks her up. She kicks the ball out to Hayward. Stops. Loses the ball. Comes into the hands of Swinton. And Hayward blows the lane, but wasn't able to control it. Swinton comes away with it. Back over to Bauer. Left-hand side to Badgley. She looks inside. Can't find anybody. Cutting across the lane was Jones, but they didn't see her in time. Reverse it back over to Jacobs. They like to work that left-hand side, much like they did last night. They try to go inside. Ball's knocked away and goes out of bounds. Looks like it bounced around a little bit off and went off of Swinton's hands and out of bounds. So full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. They go back to Smith again. Bauer has her, puts a little bit of pressure on, gives her some room. Now she tightens up on the dribble. Smith across the lane. She'll get it across the 10-second line. And a lot of pressure by Bauer. Smith handles the pressure. Keeps the dribble on the left-hand side. Reverses it back. Out of the top. Goes right-hand side to Nelson. Nelson goes back inside. Nice play to McGilton off the rim. And good. McGilton breaking across the lane. Picks up the first two basket points for the Mischief as she came across the screen and was able to get a nice easy lay-in out of it. Bauer out of the top. Goes right-hand side to Jones. Faces the hoop beyond the three-point arc. Nothing going. Now back to Bauer. Drives the baseline. Kicks the ball back inside. Going to be a 3-second violation again on Serena Badgley down low. They're setting some screens off the blocks, but the gals are not getting their feet quite out of the paint, and so they're getting that call. Goes over to Nelson. Nelson's being guarded by Badgley out at the top. Now there's going to be a whistle on a play. Let's see where the foul's going to be. They're walking over to the side here. It's on number four, pushing off the side. That'll be Serena Badgley. Serena didn't want to give her that corner, and unfortunately the official had the right angle on it, and her elbow was out there and just pushed her off. McGilton, far side for the Mischiefs. Gets the ball back into Smith's hand. She's out at the top. Man-to-man defense by the Glacier Bears. A lot of pressure being applied, but Smith breaks it, goes around. Bauer kicks it to the left side to Taylor, who wasn't ready for it. Nelson gives it off to the side. Quickly down the court comes Bauer. All the way to the hoop, puts up the shot. No, partially blocked. Rebound by Libby Jacobs, and she puts it up. Doesn't go. Badgley comes away with it for the Glacier Bears. Lots of opportunities, just not able to get it to go. Now they go back inside to Jones. Turns around, puts up the shot. Good. Gracie Jones goes to the hoop off that right-handed dribble and gets the easy lay-in out of it. Goes left side to Smith. Turns, holds the ball high overhead. Pressure by the Glacier Bears, but Smith will get it across the half-court line. 2-2 is the score. Just beginning first quarter action. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Smith out at the top on the dribble. Keeps it alive. No movement by the Mischief, so she's waiting. Now she goes to the right-hand side to Nelson. She goes inside to McGilton. Whistle on the shot as McGilton broke inside the lane. Got the little jumper, but wasn't able to go. Foul's going to be on number 30, and that'll be Grace Jones' first personal foul. She fouled out of the ball game last night, finished with 2 points. McGilton at the free throw line. She was 1-for-2 last night, had 1 point coming from there. She already has 2 and make it 3 points for this morning's ball game as she picks up one from the free throw line, and she'll have a second. Glacier Bears set up now here. Officials wait for people to cross the back of the box backside. When you come through the door into the Met gym, you have to go across the back end of the gym, so they wait for folks to get across. Second shot, in and out, no. Rebound comes down to Swinton. She'll quickly get the ball back out to Bauer's hands across the court. Half-court line, now she over to the right-hand side, keeps the dribble alive. Zone defense again by the Mischiefs as they go inside to Jones again. That worked before, but now she's trying to dick the ball back out. Serena's not able to handle it. Badgley loses the ball out of bounds. Ball goes back to the Mischiefs. That zone worked for them last night, and they're right back into it again this morning. Nelson on the dribble. She's across the half-court line in reverse. Goes back to Smith. She holds the ball, goes left-hand dribble now, waiting. Nothing happened as Guthrie's on that side, but they didn't get it to her. Back to Nelson, down the center of the lane, stops, puts up the shot, too hard off the glass. Rebound comes back down into the hands of Jones, and she gets it out to Jacobson, who takes the quick dribble down, but now sets it up on the offense. Goes back to Bauer, kicks it across. Smith makes a steal. Smith's going all the way to the hoop. There's going to be a foul on it. foul on it, going to the board, and there should have been a foul on it. Unfortunately, what happened is Smith got tripped, and they didn't call that one. They slid across the floor. Could have been a travel. Didn't happen there. And Jones come up with it. She's tied up. The ball's going to go to McGilton for the Mischiefs on the alternating possession. Back over to Guthrie. Swenton puts a little pressure on her way beyond the three-pointer. Guthrie goes down left-hand side. Now there's going to be a foul. 4-0. That'll be her first personal foul, so Kaylee picks up one. Guthrie likes to... Okay, they're going to set it up under the hoop. Gilton with the ball for the Mischiefs. Looks, kicks the ball back out to Nelson, takes one dribble, comes back out to McGuthrie, over to McGilton, long three-pointer, good. So the reason McGilton picks up 6 points, she's got all 6 points for the Mischiefs right now, 6-2 is the score, 4:32 to go here in the first quarter of play. 2-3 zone defense again, but they extend that zone out a little farther this time than they did last night. Now they go left-hand side. Bauer, shot on the way, a little short, rebound down to Jones. She misses the little give-and-go. Quickly, board comes back down into the hands of Hayward. Jones had an easy bucket there, just was a little bit short on it, came right back down, and Hayward came away with it. Smith out at the top, reverses the dribble, down the center of the lane, goes all the way up, going to be a foul. Smith doesn't waste any time. She's a good dribbler, both left and right hand. Foul's on 30. That'll be Grace Jones' second personal foul. She's probably going to be replaced here right shortly. And, yeah, Jamie Messersmith's up off the bench real quick here. Coach going to take a short 30-second timeout here. Well, with 4 minutes, 1 second to go here in the first quarter, the Mischiefs lead 6-2. Glacier Bears had a couple of good opportunities there underneath. They got that one nice pass inside to Grace Jones as she was coming across the lane off of the screen by Serena Badgley. And she just was able to turn and lay the ball back in. The second time they tried that one, she just wasn't able to get a handle on it. Tried to kick the ball back out to Serena, but the pass was a little low, and Serena couldn't control it, went out of bounds. On the other hand, a couple of nice drives by Libby Jacobson, but Libby being a little shorter in there, once she gets in there against Hayward and Guthrie, they're about 6-7 inches taller, so she's always looking up into a wall of hands. All right, we're back out on the court now. Messersmith checks into the ball game. Jamie's in for Grace Jones, who picked up her second personal foul here at the four-minute mark of the first quarter. So, okay, now Jamie's in. Okay, now they're trying to get it sorted out here on who checked in and who didn't check in. But I know Jamie was standing right over here the whole time, so now there's a discussion as to... Okay, now they got it sorted out. Jamie's going to have to come back out now and wait. And now they'll have to do some shooting. We got it sorted out here on the second shot. So anyway, it kind of got confused there during the timeouts, what happened in it. So Smith's at the free throw line. This shot's on its way and good. Katie Smith picked up her first point of the ball game. She had 8 points in the game. Didn't go to the free throw line at all last night, but she gets her first one. And now Jamie can get into the basketball game. And actually, they've made a change. Jones is going to stay in the game now. Serena Badgley's coming back out. Shot's on its way. This one's a little bit short. Jones comes up with the rebound. She'll get it back into Cecilia's hands, and she'll bring it across the half-court line. 2-3 zone defense again by the Chiefs. Lady Mischiefs. Dribbling, looks left, looks right. Now they come out, put some defense on. They go into Libby inside. She puts up the jumper. Going to be a foul. Libby got the pass right at the free throw line extended and turned around. Nobody was there. She jumped up in the air. Monica Hayward come charging out and hit her on the arm. So Monica picks up her first foul, and that's going to send Libby to the free throw line. Libby had 10 points in the ballgame last night. Didn't get to the free throw line at all. So this is her first chance. This one's on its way. A little bit too hard. Comes off the back of the iron. She'll have a second. She gets the ball from the official, bounces it a couple, three times here. On its way, back off the iron again. Rebound comes down to McGilton. She'll get it back out in the hands of Smith. Gets it over the half-court line for the Mischiefs. Smith out at top. Glacier Bears, as I said, in that man-to-man defense, but the Mischiefs don't set a lot of screens. They do a lot of movement, but they don't set a lot of screens. comes across, stolen away nicely by Libby, but then she turns the ball right back over into Nelson's hands and ends up in Smith's hands out the top. They'll set the offense again. They go right-hand side, measure Smith all over. They go to Hayward, stops, puts up the shot a little bit short, fight for the rebound underneath. McGilton comes up with it at the end, and so she didn't do much last night, but she's already got 8 points so far this morning. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. 9-2 is the score. Miss Chiefs have the lead. Glacier Bears have the basketball, however. Goes out to Jacobs at the top, and now she's going to be a carry on the ball. All right, and number 30 will check into the ball game. That'll be Milne. Jess came off the bench last night for the Miss Chiefs, got 8 points, and did a good job. She likes to play that wing. She does set some nice screens for him. All right, gets the ball back in. Smith. Still not across the half-court line. Bauer picks her up right at the half-court line. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. 9-2 is the score. Miss Chiefs with the ball and the lead. Two-pointer on the way. Good. Nope, they're going to call it a three-pointer by Nelson. It was right on the line. I just didn't quite have the angle here. The official held up three, so she gets her to three. 12-2, 10-point lead by the Chiefs right now. Miss Chiefs ahead. Goes to Jacobson, left-hand side. Nelson puts a lot of pressure on her. They're about the same height, both of them, but Nelson's got big, long arms. Puts a lot of pressure on. Goes to Bauer. Back out to Jones. Over to Jacobson. Three-pointer on the way. Back off the iron. Rebound comes back down to Jones. She's fouled on the shot. Grace came away with a nice board off of that right-hand baseline, squared up real quick, took the jumper, flying through the air was number 25. That's Kaylee Smith. And that'll be a foul on her. That'll be her first personal foul. And Jones at the line rolls off the left-hand side. She's got 2 points in the ball game. She did not get to the free throw line last night. This one's on its way. Looks good and is. So she got that one to go, and she's got the 3 points for the Glacier Bears right now. Checking into the ball game is number 33, Holly Guthrie, for the Miss Chiefs. She checks in, helps with the break, goes back to Smith. Smith holds the ball high overhand, waits for her girls to move around. Now they do, but she'll bring it up. Everybody drops back. She's across the half-court line. Bauer steps up, puts a little pressure on. Guthrie keeps Smith keeps the dribble alive, goes left. They go inside. Farsi knocked away, but Guthrie comes up with it for the Miss Chiefs. Down the lane, loses control. Ball comes into the hands of Jamie Messerschmidt. And she'll quickly get the ball up and across the half-court line. They go to Bauer, right-hand side. Look, can't find anybody. McGilton's put a lot of pressure on Swenton, not giving her that baseline. Jones goes hard to the hoop, doesn't go. Swenton comes away with it and gets the bucket. Kaylee comes across hard, gets the rebound, and puts it right back in off of the miss. And Kaylee came across. She draws the foul, too. The foul's going to be on McGilton. That'll be her first personal foul. That'll send Kaylee to the free-throw line. She had 4 points last night. She did not get to the free throw line at all last night. She has her first 2 points. Glacier Bears have five. Oh, she missed this one off the left-hand side. Rebound comes down to McGilton for the Miss Chiefs. Coach hollers something out to Smith, and she turns to the official and wants to take a little bit of a timeout here at the 1:30 mark of the first quarter of play. Glacier Bears down by seven, score of 12-5. Well, last night what happened is McGilton did not hardly get into the ball game. I mean, she was in the ball game a lot, but didn't get into the scoring column much with only that 1 point, but she's already got 8 points in the ball game. Actually, when I was walking around the gym this morning, the gals were in here from Metlakatla doing a little shoot around and not really paying too much attention as I was walking around. Now I realize that's what they were doing, is they're freeing up McGilton off of the screen on the weak side. So she comes across, and that's how she's been able to get herself open. And Monica Hayward has yet to score in the ball game with those 14 points she had last night. But anyhow, they've made a few adjustments. Glacier Bears, on the other hand, Jones has had the ball a lot in her hands, just not able to score it. Finally, Kaylee Swenton was able to get herself open, but like I say, they're not giving her that baseline at all. Last night when the game was over, I heard the coaches talking from Metlakatla. They were going to go home and watch the tape because Kaylee got a lot of nice open opportunities down there last night, and I think they probably made some adjustments here, especially on that low baseline, not letting her have that at all because she hasn't been able to get it at all. All right, Glacier Bears back out, Miss Chiefs back out, Miss Chiefs basketball. Smith will bring it up. Bauer puts a little bit of pressure on. Smith keeps the dribble alive. She's that freshman I was talking about, and she can handle the ball both left and right hand. McGilton, shot on the way. Good. And it's a three-pointer again. Teresa McGilton out the top, and she's got 11 of the 14 points by the Mischiefs. On the dribble goes right-hand side. 14-5 is the score. Glacier Bears have the basketball. Swenton stops. Alley-oops inside to Jones, but just over her head. Ball ends up in the hand. And quickly down the court comes Milne, and now there's going to be a whistle. Jess had the ball out ahead, but nice hustle by the Glacier Bears as they hustled back down the court quickly to try to catch up with her. And the foul's going to be on Libby Jacobson as she got down real quick, but Libby's going to pick up her second personal foul here on that one. But it would have been an easy lay-in for Jess Milne. But Libby hustled down there, but got the foul anyway, so she'll have to earn him at the stripe. She had 8 points last night. Misses this one a little bit too hard at the back of the iron. She did not go to the free throw line at all last night, so this is her first chance here. 57 seconds to go in the first quarter. Shot's up on its way off the back of the iron. Rebound down to Jones. She holds it high over her head, gets it back in the hands of Bauer. She'll bring it across the half-court line. Dribble, dribble, goes left-hand side to Libby Jacobson. She cuts inside to Jones coming across. Not able to get there. Going to be a jump ball. Jones waits on the far side until the ball gets down in that left-hand corner, and then she'll break across. Got the little bounce pass, but just a little bit too low. Messerschmidt will hand the ball in for the Glacier Bears. They call the play, kicks it back out, goes across to Swenton, who puts up the shot as she came down the left-hand side of the lane, was able to draw the foul. Foul's on 33. That'll be Holly Guthrie. Two shots. That'll be Holly's first personal foul. Subs coming off the bench for the Mischiefs here. Kaylee missed her first chance from there. This one's on its way, and good. So she picks up one, and checking into the ball game for the Mischiefs will be number 12, and that will be Gray. She was in the ball game quite a bit last night, had 2 points. Swenton's second shot off the back of the iron, no. Quickly around with the rebound comes Milne. She'll bring it across the half-court line. Swenton picks her up at the three-point arc. Cutting across is McGilton. She tries to go inside, but Swenton's not able to control it. Gray comes up with it, and they'll bring the ball back out and set the offense again. Comes back inside. 14-6, 21 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Smith goes down the center lane, stops, spins, nothing going, kicks the ball back out to Milne. She goes alley-oop inside, turn, puts up the shot as McGilton, up and in. McGilton just going to that block and working it, and she's got 13 of the 16 points. 5 seconds to go. I think Cecilia doesn't recognize that there's only 2 seconds. She's going to get the shot off. She does. It would have counted. So we're going to end this first quarter of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears coming away with 6 points and the Metlakatla Mischiefs coming away with 16. I'm going to turn it back to KHNS for about 1 minute. Back in 1 minute. Are out. Man-to-man defense. Smith will handle the basketball for the Mischiefs out at the top. She is their primary ball handler. Goes right-hand side to Hayward. Hayward sparred by Smith. They go inside to Milne. She kicks the ball back out to McGilton. Now there's going to be a foul. They're definitely going hurt to her tonight. I think the foul is going to be on Libby. She is trying to guard her. She's about 4 or 5 inches shorter. The foul is on number 3. That'll be Libby. That'll be her third personal foul. And we got Jones checking into the ball game real quick here. And Libby's going to come out. Desiree checked in at that quarter break too here. All right, Glacier Bears on the defense right now. Right-hand side for the Mischiefs. They set it up. Oh, all alone with Smith breaking down the lane. Nobody picked her up, and she got the easy little bucket, and that's her third point of the morning. Nobody picked her up. She went right down the lane. Extended the lead to 12 now by the Mischiefs. Fowler with the ball. Looks. Got the pressure being applied. Mischiefs shift that zone defense around. They're not extending it out. It looks like Desiree's going to be called for the travel. I could see it from here as she was turned around, faced the hoop, had the ball high over her head, but was hopping around with both feet. I was wondering when the whistle was going to blow. Back to Smith. This keeps the dribble alive, kicks it back out to Hayward. She makes a drive down the lane, puts it up, too hard off the glass. Rebound comes down to Jamie Messerschmidt. She rips the ball back out, gets it back into Bauer's hands. Glacier Bears have the basketball now. 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Bauer goes right. Down the center lane, nobody stops her. She puts up the jumper. Good. Cecilia went down the middle of the lane. Nobody stopped her. That's a big opening in there on that 2-3 zone defense. And she just stopped at the free throw line and popped that little jumper. So that's her first 2 points of the basketball game. Now back out the top. Milne. Milne keeps the dribble, stops, gives it up. Goes over to Smith. Ball goes to the left-hand side. It's going to go out of bounds. A little miscommunication between Milne and Smith on that one. And we got Hayward coming back into the ball game. McGilton's going to take a seat. 6:40 to go here in the first half of play. Bauer on the right-hand side, looking, gives up her dribble now. No pressure. Now the Glacier Bears get into their offense, and now there's going to be a whistle on the play. Jamie Messerschmidt's going to be called for the lane violation again. She was setting up down on the low block, trying to get the screen as they were coming across, and just get her back foot in the lane. They go over to Milne. Milne's on the dribble. Swenton's chasing her down. Milne keeps going, stops, puts up the shot, tries to go inside, doesn't go, ends up in Gray's hands off the back of the iron. No, Swenton comes away with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. They'll bring the basketball up. Jones and Bauer. Back to Bauer. She'll kick it left-hand side to Jones. Goes all the way over to Isri Keller. Goes over to the side, knocked out of bounds, and the ball's going to go to the Glacier Bears coming off the benches. Nelson also coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears will be Badgley. She'll set it up under the hoop on the left-hand side. 2-3 zone defense now by the Mischiefs. Looking. Swenton breaks down. They try to go inside to her, but not there. And we're going to have a jump ball. Alternating possession goes to the Glacier Bears. Kaylee was coming down that left-hand side of the lane there, just wasn't able to handle the ball. Got out of her hands and then was tied up. Serena looks, goes inside, and Grace Jones got between her and looks like Hayward got hit. Looks like she's going to come away with a bloody nose, and she does. Two gals were going for it. It wasn't anything malicious. It just happened that way. As both gals were headed for the ball, and we're going to have Autumn Gross off the bench real quick for Grace Jones. As they'll take care of that. All right, they're calling the play. Number two, whatever number two is, we'll see. Screen low. Kick the ball back out to Bauer. Three-pointer on the way. A little bit hard. I could see it come down. Now there's going to be a whistle off the rebound as Guthrie came away with the rebound. And now we're going to the zeal. We'll see who the foul's going to be on here. I think it's going to be on Autumn Gross. She'll pick up her first personal foul as she went over the back. And that is 17 fouls, so we're going to walk out the other end here and shoot some free throws on it. 5:57 to go here in the first half of play. 18-8 is the score. The Mischiefs have a 10-point lead. Glacier Bear just can't quite carve into that. They make a bucket, but then they let the Mischiefs get a basket out of it. Back at the free throw is Guthrie. She was 0-for-2 from the free throw last night. Has yet to score this morning. Shots on its way off the back of the iron. No on that 1-1. Rebound fought for underneath. Gray comes up with it. So she misses another opportunity, but the Mischiefs come up with the basketball off the rebound. Smith wants to go down the right-hand side of the lane. Doesn't get it. Fowler makes the steal. Fowler's on the dribble, left hand. Quickly come down the court, going to put up the shot, going to be a foul. Bauer went right to the hoop, drew the foul, did the right thing. Monica Hayward's going to get the foul. Monica was running just pretty much shoulder to shoulder, just wasn't able to get in front of her, and Monica's going to pick up her second personal foul. Cecilia did the right thing. She kept the dribble going right to the hoop. Nobody's going to stop her, so she wanted to go all the way down. She's able to draw the foul on it. She was 2-for-3 last night in the free throw lane, had 6 points, and she gets her first one to go, and that's 3 points for her. So Glacier Bears now down by only 9. Milne checks into the ball game, and Smith's going to come out for a little bit. So Smith's their primary ball handler. Maybe this opportunity for the Glacier Bears to force a turnover or two, as they pretty much always goes through Smith's hands for the mischief. Shot's on its way. This one is also good. So Celia gets a couple from the rebound. She's got four. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears right now. Nelson handles the ball. Badgley puts a little pressure on. Nelson gets it across the half court line. Keeps her dribble alive. Keeps going down. Now she loses it. Turns it over into Bauer's hand. And there was a whistle on the play. Let's see what it's going to be here. As it would have been a breakaway. Foul's going to be on number 10. That's Nelson. That'll be her first personal foul. 16 foul now. Glacier Bears only one away from the 1-1 opportunity. That pressure just kind of played off a little bit here. All right, comes back down there. Bauer with the dribble and goes right-hand side. Can't do anything with it. Comes back over to the left to Swinton. Swinton keeps the dribble alive, goes inside to Gross. Can't handle it, though, but she keeps the ball in play. Goes back to the right-hand side. Comes down, Bauer shot, little jumper short. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Guthrie. She'll bring it across. She doesn't give up the dribble. Now she does to Nelson. Nelson will run the offense for the Mischiefs right now at 4:57 to go here in the first half of play. Jones is back out here, so we'll see if she can get back into the ball game here before the halftime, and now there's going to be a whistle on it. Let's see what it's going to be. Where's the foul? Mischiefs had the ball. Okay, the official's coming over here. I haven't seen the call yet. Foul's on 21. That'll be Jamie Messersmith. That'll be her first personal foul. Coming across the lane, as they were setting the screen, Jamie kind of leaned out, bumped into her. So that's going to send McGilton to the free throw line. She is 1-for-2 so far this morning, and make it 2-for-3 as she picks up another one from the free throw line. And she's got 14 of the 19 points of the Mischiefs right now. She'll get a second as we're in the 1-and-1 opportunity now for the Chiefs and for the Glacier Bears, and she gets the second one to go, and she's got 15 points. Cecilia bring the ball up. Across the half-court line, goes right-hand side, almost loses her dribble, does, however. Milne comes up with it. She's on the dribble. We got a two-on-two break. Milne keeps it going, stops. Can't find anybody. She'll kick the ball back out into Cecilia, steps into the lane and makes the steal. She wisely sets it up now, lets everybody go ahead. 10-point lead by the Mischiefs. Swinton, three-pointer on the way, off the front of the iron. No, fight for the rebound. They're hustling down the court. Does Swinton get there first? Yes. She gets it back into Bauer's hands. Nice hustle by Kaylee as she hustled across there and got that ball before the Mischiefs could get there. Now she goes outside, stops, jumper in about 10, a little long. Rebound fought for underneath, and it's going to go off of Holly Guthrie's hands and out of bounds, so the Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball again under their basket, right-hand side. 4 minutes, 8 seconds to go, first half of play. Goes to Gross, over to Bauer out of the top. She squares up back to Swinton, just inside the three-point arc. Shot good. Kaylee gets that one from that baseline, and she's got 5 points. So they've kind of worked it out now, and she's able to get those shots from the baselines, the ones that she likes. McGilton goes all the way to the hoop and draws the foul. Jamisa Gilton, she's got 17 points. She's just going crazy here tonight and also draws the foul on the shot. That was an awkward-looking hook shot, but it went in and also drew the foul and picked up Jamie Messersmith's second personal foul. Looks like Libby's coming off the bench now for the Glacier Bears. Shot's on its way, and she's got it. So she picks up another one from the free throw line, and she is 4-for-5 from the free throw line. So Mischiefs up by 11 right now. Libby will hand the basketball now for a little bit, as they got to give a break to Cecilia. She's been handling it. Libby comes back out. Jacobson eyes the ball, goes right, goes left, can't find anybody. Now she finds Autumn Gross down the center of the lane. Can't do anything with it. Kicks the ball back out and goes out of bounds. Autumn got it pretty high off the block. Wasn't able to square around, though, and then tried to kick the ball back out and just didn't get it to anyone. Looks like Grace Jones will be back into the ball game now at the next chance. Out at the top. Coming down is Nelson. She keeps the dribble alive. Serena puts a little pressure on, but not a lot. We're way beyond the three-point arc. Goes right-hand side to McGilton. Turns. Looks. Jacobs puts the fight on. Going to be another foul here as they're coming across. Let's see what it's going to be. Foul's going to be on 1-2 Gray running right into the screen. What happened is she was coming across, girls got all mixed up in there and run into each other, and whack, she ran right into, and Gray's a pretty stocky little gal, and the official was right there, so it's going to send the Glacier Bears to the free throw line, or it should. Yeah, it should send the Glacier Bears to the free throw line for a one-and-one opportunity, as the foul was down here on the end away from the basketball. But I saw that whole thing develop. Basically, what is happening is, and this is getting McGilton open, but Gray plays that same position for the Mischiefs. The ball's on the right-hand side. They set a screen away from the ball on the weak side. And they cut across the gal that's playing in the center, which normally is Guthrie or Hayward. She'll also set a double screen, and then that'll open it up for Guthrie, who, like I say, has got those 18 points so far for the Mischiefs of their 23 points, and that's how they're getting the easy shot off it. Well, this time Gray coming off of there, well, it was kind of like a bowling ball and pins. She didn't wait for any screens or anything else. She just kind of crashed into everybody. And the official standing right there, that's their position on that side when you have a two-man rotation in the officials. He's going to be right there, and it was really pretty obvious. Anyhow, we're going to the free throw line here. In the meantime, Coach Brian Elliott, he wanted a timeout to talk it over a little bit here. They wanted to try to take advantage of the fact that Smith, Kaylee Smith, is not in the ball game for the Mischiefs right now as their primary ball handler. Nelson is a little weaker dribbler. And so they've been able to make a steal or two, but just not able to capitalize on it. So at the 3:19 mark to go here in the first half of play, Glacier Bears have been to the free throw line 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 times, but only able to get 4 of those to go. Way more than last night. They were only 2 for 3 from the free throw line last night, while the Mischiefs were 3 for 8. And the Mischiefs have been to the line about 8 times so far already tonight, but they've gotten 5 of those to go, so their percentage is a bit better. Badgley will inbound for the Glacier Bears. Goes to Libby. Libby will run the offense. Jacobson goes to the right-hand side on the dribble. Keeps the ball way beyond the three-point arc. Still dribbling. Now he goes out to Badgley. Holds it high overhead at the wing. Not there. Goes back, reverses around. Swenton comes out at the top now. Serena stops. Kicks the ball back inside to Jones. Puts it up. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Nelson. They got Jones nicely on the block. She just wasn't able to get the little jump hook to go. Nelson out the top on the dribble. Man-to-man defense by the Glacier Bears. They go left-hand side. Down the center lane comes Hayward. Stops, kicks the ball back out. Milne's shot is going to be short. Swenton comes up with it for the Glacier Bears. Milne really wasn't ready. She wasn't squared up on that one, but shot anyway. 2:30 to go here in the first half of play. Jacobson out at the top on the dribble. Keeps going down left-hand side. Now she's trapped in the corner by Gray. Almost turns the ball over back to Jones. Up and in. Gracie Jones gets that little jump hook, and she's got it. That's 5 points for her. 7-point lead by the Mischiefs right now. Closest the Glacier Bears have been in a while. They go to Milne. Down the center of the lane. Nobody stops her. Kicks it right-hand side to Gray. Swinton's trying to knock it away. They go back in to Nelson, who puts it up and in. So Nelson got the easy bucket out of it, and that's her 5th point. Gracie Jones is working hard in there. She just couldn't cover 2 ball players. Jacobson out at the top. It's like Desiree's going to be checking into the ball game in the next chance. They go to Swenton. She loses her dribble. Wants to go inside to Jones. She goes down the lane, but it's going to be a foul. Gracie coming off that weak side was able to draw the foul again, so the officials are calling a lot more fouls tonight than they did last night. We're going to do a one-and-one opportunity for Jones. Fouls on number 33. That'll be Holly Guthrie. That'll be her 2nd personal foul. 1:45 to go here in the first half of play. Smith checks back into the ball game now for the Mischiefs, and Visery checks into the ball game. Her checks into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Grace Jones at the free throw line, 1 for 2. Make it 2 for 3 as she gets that one to go. Nothing but net on that one, and Grace Jones has 6 points. Looks like Cecilia's coming back into the ball game also for the Glacier Bears, and Libby's going to take a short break. Jones is 2 for 3 so far this afternoon. Bounces around. Couldn't have gone down much farther without going in, but it didn't. Rebound comes back down to the Chiefs. Smith gets it up across. 1:30 to go here And she loses control, but kicks the ball back out to Nelson, turns around, hasn't given up her dribble. Now she goes inside to Guthrie, stops, forces up the shot, doesn't go, could have been a foul on it. Luckily for the Glacier Bears, it wasn't, and they come away with the board. 24-15, Bauer with the basketball, gives up her dribble, however, now goes right-hand side to Jones, looking in across, cutting across with Swinton, but not able to get the ball to her. Now they try to go inside to Messerschmidt, back out to Desiree Hurt, and she gets the bucket. Nice play that time as she was able to get that one to go right from the free throw line. Nobody picked her up. That's the weak spot in that 2-3 zone defense. McGilton goes all the way to the hoop, back to Gray. Shot's on its way out the front of the iron. No, McGilton comes down with it, puts up the shot. Still not there. Rebound down to Jones. Glacier Bears are making a bit of a push here at the 45-second mark of the second quarter. Only 45 seconds to go. Bauer out at the top. Glacier Bears down by 7. Stops, gives up her dribble, stolen away by Smith, and now there's going to be a travel on it. Smith ripped it right out of Cecilia's hand, took 2 or 3 extra steps, the official standing right there, and it was a travel. Going to be Glacier Bear, okay, here we go. Come back into Smith's hand. She's up the top. Doing the right-hand side, forces up the shot, doesn't go, rebound comes back down. She wanted a foul, doesn't go. Bauer's got it, though, and she'll bring the ball up slowly across the half-court line. Stops, can't go inside to Jones. Oh, she puts it off too hard, doesn't get anything. Rebound comes back down to Gray. She was on that low block and just put it up too hard. Race for the basketball, going all the way down and out of bounds. The Chiefs kind of falling apart here in the last minute and a half. Glacier Bears have a chance. 10 seconds to go here. 10 seconds, down to 9. Cecilia bring it up across the half-court line. 24-17, Glacier Bears down by 7. Duck to Jones. What's that baseline jumper on the way? Will count and does. The basket's going to count. So Gracie Jones did the right thing. She took a couple dribbles along that baseline, and then you could hear the buzzer in the background, but the ball was already out of her hand. So the Glacier Bears are only down by a score of 24-19 right now as they fought their way back into it. Well, I'm going to turn it back to the KHNS studios for about 8 minutes here. I'll be back in 8 minutes. Glacier Bears 19, Miss Chiefs 24. Back in 8.